This is Ozarks at Large, a renewed campaign to make more people aware of conditions of Native Americans living in remote and often isolated reservations is underway. Partnership with Native Americans, a nonprofit group that has worked on improving conditions for Native Americans for more than 25 years, showcased the new awareness campaign this weekend at the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville. Robbie Rice Dietrich, the president and CEO of Partnership with Native Americans, says her organization works to educate people about some of the challenges for those living on reservations.
They may not have doctors, hospitals, pharmacies anywhere near them. They may be 90 miles or more away from the closest source of food. And so they struggle because of that. Yet so many people in our country don't know about the situation on the reservation communities.
Robbie Rice Dietrich spoke at a press conference at the Museum of Native American History Friday afternoon as part of the first day of the museum's 2019 Native American Cultural Celebration. She also introduced a series of videos that are hosted by Wes Studi, the actor, that give details about the partnership with Native Americans' work. Studi was also on hand to discuss his collaboration with the group.
I think that the partnership has done some good things in the past and will continue to do good things for people in need. And that in itself is the reason I was excited to have gotten an offer from the partnership to work with them in terms of being sort of the face of PWNA.
A major component of the new campaign is shedding light on some sobering numbers. 23% of Native families experience food insecurity. Only about 13% of Native students have a college degree. That's about half the number of Caucasian Americans. More than half of Native children live in poverty or low-income households, and nearly 30% of employed Native adults live below the poverty level. And one more statistic that is worth noting, less than 1% of this country's charitable giving supports Native causes. That's why a campaign dedicated to awareness is important to Wes Studi.
What we really want to address, I think, is foundation funding and just general overall giving, which has absolutely dropped since, say, 08 for one. I mean, that's at least a mile marker wherein donations toward helping Native Americans have dropped extremely.
Having Studi serve as the face and voice of the campaign should aid in bringing attention to the work. He's known for his films like Last of the Mohicans, Avatar, Dances with Wolves, Heat, and A Dog's Way Home. Later this month, Studi, who is of Cherokee descent, will become the first Native American actor to receive an Oscar. The honorary statue will be given in honor of his lifetime's work. After the formal press conference, Wes Studi told reporters the work he's doing with PWNA is vital.
We are trying to get away from misconceptions, rectify the misconceptions that continue to be spread around the general society about Native Americans. The process of fundraising in order to be able to help those of Native American communities that are in need.
Robbie Rice Dietrich, the president and CEO of Partnership with Native Americans, says there are unique challenges to securing aid for Native populations from donors. Many of the reservations are far from where donors live, and she says there is a prevalent misconception that casino revenue takes care of all the needs of Native families.
But as you saw on that screen, less than 15% had that advantage. There's a misperception that all Native Americans get free housing and free education, and that is absolutely not true. And also, I think so many people, because the communities in which we work, these are tribal lands, so many people have not been there. They are unaware of what's going on. And I find with a lot of the foundations, they give to the same programs to have to do with hunger and helping people produce food and education and safety, that they do it in other countries. Not that other countries don't need that, but they don't realize that these same conditions exist here.
Bryce Dietrich says there are reasons to be encouraged, however. She says native-led plans for reducing hunger, increasing educational opportunities, and addressing quality of life matters do exist, and she says could be put into action with proper funding. More about the partnership with Native Americans can be found at nativepartnership.org.